in barrels in years and years. Now, it all comes in from a 5-pound bag, 2.5-pound bags, to 100-pound bags. It's the only way I've been able to get any. And now you get that from some of what's called granulated sugar, and then you can get what they call a brown sugar now in small bags. That,
on the white, or eggs in the morning.
Black pepper and salt.
And if you have, there's a bowl of apples standing somewhere and you want somebody to give you one without passing the whole bowl, you would say to him, please, you want him just to hand you one. You don't want him to pass you the whole bowl. You might say, please,
I just passed my plate and asked him to put one of the apples or one of the figs or whatever it might be on my plate.
All right. And, if you're talking about some fellows that are near at hand, right here, would you say, these here fellows right here did such and such a thing? Is that the way you'd say that? Somebody that are near?
Yeah, these people right here is the one that did that.
And if they are, if there's something, a tree, way off in the distance, you might say, you see?
Way yonder at that tree.
All right. And if somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what would you say to get him to repeat it?
Well, just say, I didn't understand you. Please repeat it.
All right. If somebody's trying to learn to do something that you're doing and you want to try to help them with it, you might say, do it like this. Do it...
Watch as I do and...
Do it... This?
This way.
All right. And if you say, would you ever say, talking about a man who is poor has a hard life, or a man that's poor has a hard life, how would you be more likely to make that statement?
I'd be more likely to say this man has had a hard life.
And if you're talking about someone and you're trying to tell somebody about him, and you want to say the person who owns the orchard over there, you'd say he's the man
that owns the orchard.
All right.
He's the man that owns the orchard.
Or if a boy passes by and his father is very wealthy and he says, I don't know that person, who is that? And you might say, oh, you know him, he's the boy who...
His father owned this plantation over here.
All right. Or, and what would you call that in a fruit, small and red, it grows on trees, and is sometimes used for jellies or preserves or this sort of thing, and it has in the middle of it a little hard...
Cherries.
All right, and what do you call that thing in the middle of it?
It's a seed.
And of a peach, what do you call the thing in the middle of a peach?
Middle of a peach is a seed, and inside of the seed is a kernel. The kernel of that.
Oh, all right. And the different kinds of peaches that we have around here, those that the seed and the meat grow tightly to, is called a
Pickman peach or something like that, where they grow hard, the meat grows hard to that seed.
And if they open out easily, you might say it's a.
It's a. Let me see now what would be the right name. Oh, we say them as eating peaches or canning peaches or things like that if the peach comes off easy.
Right. Would you ever hear of Freestone or...
Yeah, there's been people that had peaches by the name of Freestone. Well, there's Alberta and such as that, a Freestone peach.
All right, and that middle part of an apple is not usually called the seed. It's called...
The core.
All right. And have you ever heard or did you ever hear of... dried pieces of apple that were saved to cook.
Yeah, dried aluminium.
Yeah, and what would you just say? That's,
We're going dry apples or dry peaches. There used to be down below old man Barron's house over there, a place on the side of the road with nothing but a solid rock for, I reckon, 30 or 40 feet across it. And there's his women folks are always